Hey, welcome to the Insurance Buzz. We are your hosts, Michael and Courtney Weaver. And today I got a question for you. Are you tired of sounding like a broken record when it comes to these rate increases? Because that's exactly what we're going to be talking about today. How do you address rate increases with customers to where you don't sound like a broken record? Because look, the last, what, renewal, two renewals, three renewals, rates have went up. This is the Insurance Buzz, and we are your hosts, Michael and Courtney Weaver. We coach insurance professionals, business owners, and people just like you every day on how to live a life and have a business you are excited about.
Here on the Insurance Buzz, we share the wins, the losses, and everything in between that comes with being married business partners, training in the insurance space, and growing our business side by side. We also connect with other business owners and leaders making their mark in the world and hopefully inspire you to make yours. I feel like this is the topic that everyone is talking about. In our conversations, not only with agents and producers, but also just consumers out in the wild. Whenever we tell somebody what we do for a living, their first response is always, well, goddamn, my rates have gone higher than, I'm like, I get it, man. They're higher than Willie and Snoop, which we haven't come up with a new joke on who's higher than that.
That's a good one.
But I mean, they're like Walter Whiting that shit out there. I get it. I get it. And the thing that we're going to address is, how do you address these conversations? Yep. How do you educate the consumer? Because we're doing it on hikes. We're doing it in Arizona. We're doing it in California. And here, just like all over the country, everyone is experiencing this. And the big gap is really there's no education around why it's happening and what the consumer needs to understand before they just start shopping their rates.
That's right. That's right. Because that's always the question we ask is, well, what did your agent say? Have you called your agent? Yeah, they didn't really say much. They just said rates are going up because of storm somewhere else. And I don't feel like I should be subject to that. And so now, while that may be a small portion as to why rates are going up with some companies, the large, you have to have a step-by-step process, because this is a question that we get not only from consumers out on in the wild, as you said, on hikes, but also from our community members, just random agents and producers reaching out to us around, hey, like, I'm really struggling right now. I'm having a problem. I feel like every call has to do with rates going up. I'm getting demotivated. I'm getting tired of having these conversations. I've been having them for the last 2 years. And I'm still unclear around why rates are even going up, besides there are CAT claims and there is inflation. So how do I educate or communicate that to the customer to where it is understandable, to where they're not calling every 5 months like, hey, my rates went up again. And that's what we're going to be talking about today.
Yeah. And I think, too, you have to think about it from the consumer standpoint, because all of us are paying for insurance as well. And I think there's this understanding of inflation with products that you use on a regular basis. I think there's a disconnect there when it comes to insurance, because for me, I can see it in the grocery store. And I know that you can, too. You go and you buy something. And that's cost of goods everywhere. And you can see it kind of going up. But in your mind, there's almost this justification, because these are products that you're using every single day, or you're using them every single week. So there's a frequent use and rebuy process. Insurance isn't set up like that. Insurance isn't something that you use every single day. Insurance is set up to be on your worst day. This is peace of mind. This is your protection. So it's one of those things that you actually don't want to use.
That's right.
So when it continues to go up, I understand the frustration, because me, like you, I don't want to have to pay for things that I'm not using. So I think you're going to break it down and really get into it. But I think whenever we're delivering this, remember that, and I know that they're coming in all day long and it's easy for it to stack on top of you, but I want you to pause and take a breath and have some empathy, because this is the first time that they're going to have this conversation with you, or the second time. This is probably the 30th time that you've had this conversation in a day with all different customers. So just take a breath.
You've done a teaching on this before, said it, but like the garbage can, like,
what,
I think that's relevant in this conversation.
So we had one of the best customer service managers that we've ever had. And she was fantastic. And she would have people you know how it goes. It's their worst day. So they're calling about claims and rate increases. And I went up to her and I'm like, how are you doing this? How are you handling this with such grace and compassion and empathy? And she said, a long time ago, I was told that people are like garbage trucks and they go around all day and they pick up trash and they continually pick up other people's trash. And at some point, they have to dump their trash. And she said, if I'm the person that they feel comfortable enough dumping their trash on, I can handle it. And I thought, what a beautiful way to look at that. Yeah. She didn't take it personally. She just understood that we're all going through stuff. And throughout the day and the week and the month, we continue to accumulate trash until it's too much. And you might be the person that they dump their trash on. So just have some empathy that they're not going to just dump their insurance trash on you. They're going to dump their trash. Kids' stress. They're going to dump their relationship trash, everything.
Their work trash. All of that. Their money trash. Yep. Their stress trash. Because, and this isn't a conversation that I want to get into real in depth, but as you know, I'm kind of a nerd when it comes to money and studying charts. And right now, credit card levels, credit card debt is at all-time highs, saving rates at all-time lows. And so people are financially stressed mm-hmm. right now. And so when you get these, as you were saying, I mean, insurance is a promise. It's a promise that on your worst day, we will be there.
Yeah.
It's something that people can't touch. They don't feel, they can't see until they need it. And so when you get these rate increases, it's another thing for the consumer to just say, man, that's something I'm paying for that I don't even use. Where can I get it cheaper? And so when you put yourself in the customer's shoes, I would really come at it that way. And I think that that analogy is really good. Like, they're going to dump a ton of trash on you. Don't take this shit personal. They're not personally attacking you, even though I know sometimes they may personally attack you.
Oh, man.
They're just having spicy
chicken nuggets, man.
Yeah, man.
And we talk about this a lot. We talk about mindset so much because I think if you're in the industry, you understand. But if you're not in the industry, you don't understand how ferocious it is. Mm. Like how it moves at such speed and how it's constant just disappointment and challenge and obstacle. So we're always going to reinforce back into you a positive mindset because it's very, very important that you take care of yourself and you come at it the best way you can with empathy and compassion, even though I know that you're getting trash stacked on you day in and day out. We want to just be like a breath of fresh air to go, hey, remember to take care of yourself. Remember to take a deep breath before these calls come in and don't take it personally the best way you can.
That's right. So let's get into it. We have a step-by-step, how do you handle rate increase calls? So step one, always say thank you. Hmm. Always thank them for calling in because they did not have to call you. They could have called a competitor, got a better rate, left you without ever having this conversation. So it's a mindset switch, all right? It's looking at a rate increase call of, shit, I don't want to take another one of these, to thank you so much for calling and giving me the opportunity or us the opportunity to save your business and keep you as a customer because we don't want to lose your business. Mm-hmm. So that is the very first step, is thanking them for giving you the opportunity to, hey, these are why your rates are going up. This is what you can expect in the future. We don't want to lose your business. What can we do? All right. And I just gave away a lot of future steps of this conversation, but the very first step is thanking them for their business, like in a sincere thank you. Because again, they don't have to call you. There's thousands of insurance providers out there for them to go to. And so that should be step one. Step two is then going into empathy.
Mm-hmm.
As hard as it is, you have to show empathy. You have to get on the consumer level. You have to relate to the customer. A majority of this conversation is going to be very logical. This is going to be the emotional portion of the conversation as far as just showing empathy, having understanding of everything that they're going through, you're going through, prices at the gas station, the grocery store, utilities, everything is going up right now. And there are individuals really struggling financially,
mm-hmm.
whether that's because of their own doing or not undoing, like that's just how it is. And the last thing, let's just throw this out there. The last thing that people want to pay for is insurance.
Yeah.
All right. Like as a consumer, the last thing you want to pay for is something that you're never using except for maybe if something happens. So empathy.
Yeah. We often judge what we don't understand. So we come at it with an angle of harshness or criticism. And it's just because there's a sheer lack of understanding. Mm-hmm. So that's when they start saying, my rates have gone up and they're irate. Again, put yourself in that situation and think about something that you've had to pay for that nobody explained why the price was going up. Just for a second, pause and remember that that's the situation that they're in right now.
And if this helps, this was always a reminder. I actually had this on a little sticky note on my computer that said, sugar goes further than spice. Sugar goes further than spice. This is with the customers. This is with your underwriters. With everybody, sugar goes further than spice, because sometimes it's easier just to light them up. Like let's offer some spice with spice.
Okay, I'm gonna share a little secret here. We're married. We spend a lot of time together. We write a lot of emails to a lot of different people, and sometimes they get a little spicy. Mainly for me. I'll claim that. All right, I'm feisty. You don't want to catch me in the back alley. Like I got a mean right hook. So I will type my rage-filled email. I will type it and I won't send it. I won't put anyone's address in there. I won't even let her go. Just so I can get it out. Of like,
Don't hit send though.
Because it's not going anywhere. There's no email address in there.
Okay.
And then I just delete it. Because sometimes it's like, this is me dumping my trash.
I've made so many of these. Yeah, she saves those right hooks for me. Don't worry about those. I've written so many of those emails and then deleted them. That's a waste of energy and time as well. But
yeah, sometimes it feels good to let it out.
Either way.
Sugar always goes farther than spice. Always.
Put that smile on your face. All right.
You can grit your teeth right through it.
So step three, this is when the education comes in.
Yeah.
And I really want to go into this one on some detail around how to educate the customer on the rate increase. So first of all, you've already related to them because you've shown empathy, like, and you're going to throw things out there that they can relate to. So, man, yeah, I just went to the grocery store, man. Every time I go to the grocery store, I feel like my bill goes up another 10 or 20 bucks. Mm-hmm. Like you seeing that on your side, Mr. and Mrs. Customer? Yeah, my freaking utilities, they just went up. Like you want to give them during the empathy stage ideas of something they can actually be like, yep, I'm with you. You can be like, my rates went up too. Like my insurance rates went up too. I don't get discounts. Okay. Like be honest and transparent with them. Then we're going to get into this. Educate. So educate. Inflation. Inflation is the number one reason why everything is increasing right now. And everybody knows that. And insurance is no different. How you can educate them on this is, hey, so if you ever wreck your vehicle, whether you wreck it or you total it out, it's going to cost us much more than just 6 months ago, 12 months ago, 18 months ago. And this is why insurance rates continue to go up, because body shops are charging us more money. If we have to replace your vehicle, it's much more expensive today than it was 3 years ago. And so inflation is really affecting the insurance industry, specifically because of all the technology and vehicles. Just to get a rear bump, I just heard a story the other day, a rear bumper cost $7,200 to replace. They couldn't repair it because of like the little sensors in it.
Oh my God.
$7,200 to replace a rear bumper.
I wouldn't have survived in 1999, man. Like at $7,200, I was rolling around just popping people left and right.
$7,200, all right? That's insane. So inflation. Inflation is the number one reason that everything is increasing in the United States. Around the world, this is an epidemic around the world. Our insurance is no different. All right, so that's the number one. Catastrophic claims. All right, catastrophic claims are a big deal in the insurance industry. Look at California, look at Florida, look at Texas. I mean, we have wild shit going on everywhere, okay? Catastrophic claims are tough on the insurance industry because it's hard for them, as you know, to factor in the pricing. And so when there's a lot of catastrophic claims events, that's automatically going to increase rates as well.
Yeah. And the consumer, I think, understands, but just remind them that insurance is the rule of large numbers. So we haven't evolved to the level where we can specify data and rates as specifically as it needs to be done yet. So just because a claim is happening in Texas or California, that is going to affect everyone as a whole.
For a majority of insurance companies. Yeah. Now, some companies do have it down to the state level, but look at your state level. There is crazy weather shit going across. It doesn't matter if you're in the Midwest with more tornadoes, more hail, more storms. If you're in the South, like Texas, where all of a sudden you're getting ice storms and the whole damn state is freezing. You're in California, where you've got earthquakes, you've got wildfires. Yeah. Like, it doesn't matter what state you're really in right now, you are experiencing more catastrophic events than we have over the last decade.
Yep.
Okay. They're more frequent. And that's really hard for an insurance company to price in. So this is something you're going to want to talk about to them. The last thing is with the education piece is being extremely transparent with them. If this is their third, fourth, fifth rate increase, call it out. Like, if this is the third time, fourth time, fifth time you've talked to them over the last 2 years, if this is the first time they've called you, you're also going to say the same thing. Like, hey, number one, this unfortunately is going to be a reoccurring theme for the next probably 1 to 2 years at a minimum. With inflation and with the catastrophic events that are going on, I want you to tell them to expect continued rate increases. And this is just not with your insurance company. This is with every insurance company in the country currently. It doesn't matter who you are working with, your rates are going up. And I am happy to send you an email right now with third-party data so that you know this is just not me saying this, that there is third-party data that is telling you every insurance company is increasing their rates. And for this to be expected for the next year, 2 years, 3 years. All right. So I want you to be super transparent, super honest with them. Like, hey, I don't want to tell you this, but I have to tell you this. Like, you're going to continue to see some rate increases. Now, throughout time, the rate increases should drop. They should decrease because we're catching up. We're on the second year of rate increases, but inflation hit us extremely hard, just like it's hitting you extremely hard. And then I also want you to be extremely honest and say, hey, I also want to tell you today, you could go out and you could shop right now, and I guarantee you, you could save money. Guarantee you could save money. But in 6 months, boom, your rates are going to increase. Probably to where they're at today, if not more expensive. Because when you join a majority of insurance companies, they give you new customer discounts that fall off on your first renewal. And so I want to be totally transparent here that you definitely could leave us. You definitely could save some money, but in 6 months to 12 months, you're going to be paying the exact same amount, if not more, and you're not going to have the longevity that you do with us. You're not going to have the loyalty that you have with us. Why this is important is because longevity in insurance, the longer you're with a company, not only do you qualify for more discounts, but when it comes claim time, the less likely you are to get canceled, to where if you switch to an insurance company, we get one of these freak storms, you have a claim, you're more than likely going to get canceled because you have no longevity with that insurance company. Now, what happens is you have to go shop because you're going to get canceled. Now you have a claim on your record. So the amount that you thought was high right now is going to be probably double to triple what it would be with a new company with a claim on your record. Mm-hmm. These are the types of educational, because your customers are going to be like, what are you talking about? Longevity. What do you mean longevity? Longevity definitely matters. It matters with your rates. You have an insurance score. Just like you have a score for everything. You have a credit score. Yeah. You have an insurance score. All right. And so this is part of the education process. Now, when you get done educating them on inflation, CAT claims, they can go out, save some money. But this is why you would hesitate if you were them. I want you to ask for the business. This is you asking for the business. Hey, Mr. and Mrs. Customer, look, we appreciate you. Do you have any questions? They're probably not going to have any additional questions if you do a good job educating them. Maybe they do. Answer their questions. Hey, can we agree that you're going to give us a shot for another 6 months? Like, just give us a shot for another 6 months. Let's just see what the next rating cycle looks like in 6 months. Would you agree to maintain this relationship for another 6 months at a minimum? I want you to ask for the business. I want you to ask for the sell. I want you to ask for their commitment. This one little ask is what's going to keep them from leaving. Because most people are not going to lie to you. Most people aren't going to say, yeah.
Go back on their word.
Yep. If they're going to shop, they're going to tell you like, hey, I appreciate everything today, but I'm going to go ahead and shop around. Mm-hmm. But if you ask for that commitment, you ask for that sell, and they say, yeah, I'll give you 6 more months, you know that they're probably not going anywhere. All right. So that would be step four. Step five. Great. They just were like, yes, I'm going to stay with you. So this is yes, they stay with you. And even if they say they're going to shop around, I'm still going to go into this. You need to turn this call into an opportunity. So either a Google review, hey, Mr. and Mrs. Customer, I just text over a link. I just emailed over a link. Can you see if you grabbed it? Hey, would you mind telling people about your experience and giving us a five-star review on Google? That's a really easy review. All right. Boom. Or maybe go into a life pivot. Hey, Mr. and Mrs. Customer, thank you so much for your business. Before I let you off the phone, I don't see any notes on file regarding your life insurance plan. Tell me, what does your current life insurance look like through work? You have to turn these calls into opportunities and more so value.
Mm-hmm.
Because if you focus on price, they're going to focus on price. And I know what you're thinking. I used to think the same thing. They're already calling in and they're bitching about their rates. Michael, why would I try to sell them something? Why would I bring it up? Because it's your moral obligation. Because if you don't bring it up, who is? If somebody doesn't have a life insurance plan with you, they get off the phone and they die. Do you think their family's going to give a shit about their insurance rates? Or do you think their family's going to care about how much life insurance they had in place? You see, from my experience, on somebody's worst day, whether their house burns down, whether they total out their vehicle, or whether they die, no one gives a shit about the rate increases they're experiencing. The only thing that they care about and their family cares about is it covered? Do I have enough money to rebuild my house? Do I have enough money to total out my car? Do I have the right plan? When a widow calls in and asks you, she's not asking you how much the rates on the insurance went up. She's asking you, or he's asking you, did my spouse have any life insurance? Did we get that life insurance plan in place by chance that we talked about? That is your job. At the end of the day, that is your job. Your job is never to save anybody money. Your job is to create a plan for their worst days so they don't have to struggle financially. And in the education phase, it's okay if you also say that too. All right, so you got to turn these calls into opportunities. And lastly, thank them for their business before you let them off the phone. And that's also where you can ask for a referral. All right, but at least thank them for their business. Yeah. Like, again, thank you so much. Appreciate you calling in. We appreciate you. We want to work with you. Thank you so much for giving me the 6-month commitment.
I think that's, you covered all of that to a T, but I think when we're really looking forward at what business looks like, even the businesses that you're involved in, that you're spending your money at, that the places that you choose to shop, there is a human element where people show up, and even if it's uncomfortable, they explain what's going on. They educate. They genuinely care. I think as we continue to move forward, it's less transactional. It has to be more transformational. It has to be more about, I might not have all of the answers to your problems, but I can at least tell you why it's going on and I can listen while you bitch for a second.
That's right.
And that's what most people want. They just want to be heard. Let them go on the rant. Nobody's told them what's going on. They just want some answers, right?
Seen and heard, baby.
Yeah.
People just want to be seen and heard. And that's a podcast for a totally different day. The human element. All right. Them soft skills. Woo. Quality over quantity.
Always. All right. That's how we're going to survive.
But that's not the podcast for today.
That is not the podcast for today. Today, do whatever you got to do to get your mind right, to walk through all of these steps with the customers, because I know that they're calling in, or you're proactively calling them and talking about this. Give them some answers, take deep breaths, know that you're going to get some trash thrown in your face, and it'll be okay.
Absolutely. And hey, and if you're checking this out on YouTube, we back in the studio, baby. We are back home. We're home from Arizona. All right. So we have
two dogs that are currently, I'm surprised you haven't heard them snoring. They are exhausted, but they are in here right now.
They're snoozing. So I hope you got a lot out of this today. This was fun. This is one that we've received multiple requests for on the text line. And speaking of that, if you ever have any subjects that you want us to talk about, any guests that you want us to have on, shoot us a text, 816-727-7610. All right. Also, join that text line to get these episodes dropped directly to you, text to you every Monday and Thursday. So as always, We appreciate you. We appreciate your support. Time and attention is by far the most important asset that we all have. We appreciate you spending time with us today on The Buzz. Go out, make it great.
Thanks for listening to this episode of The Insurance Buzz. If you enjoyed this episode and you'd like to help support the podcast, please share it with others, post about it on social media, and leave a rating and review. If you want to take your insurance agency to the next level and join our community, simply check out Weaver Sales Academy at www.weaversa.com. Again, that's www.weaversa.com, or visit the show notes on our new and current programs we have available exclusively for you. As always, time is the most valuable and important asset that we all have, and I appreciate you spending it with me. See you on the next episode.